there is so much that is in Christ. And I'm reminded of the story, and I think I told it before, of the gentleman that was on his way to another country, and actually somebody paid for his ticket for on the boat because he didn't have a whole lot of money, but I don't know, maybe somebody did a GoFundMe or something. Oh, in case you don't know what that is, GoFundMe is on Facebook, and they do fundraising on Facebook, and they raise money for different kinds of things. So maybe that's what happened in this case, I don't know. But the guy got on the boat to travel to another country, and some of the staff noticed that this gentleman wasn't in the dining hall. So they went to his room, knocked on the door, and said, "Sir, we see that you haven't been in the dining hall at all." "Well," he says, "I've been living on my water and cheese." "Water and cheese?" He said, "Yes." He said, that's what I brought on board for the journey." "Oh, my." He said, "Do you not know that your ticket was paid in full and it includes the dining hall facilities? It includes breakfast and lunch and supper. We're so sorry that no one told you that all this was included." So the man, he left his room and he discovered the banqueting hall. Discovered there was so much in the banqueting hall that he could have been a partaker for the number of days that he was in his room. Could have been getting the food that he really needed. You see, sometimes we don't know what's available. We don't realize the smorgasbord that God has available to us, and we're still living on the. It's like the basics, the water and the cheese. Jesus said it like this: "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." There is a whole lot that's in the Word of God that's for you and for me. Praise God. And do you know why that is? Because in the family of God, we all have a place. We do. We all have a place. And you know what? It's a very significant place. Why don't you turn to your neighbor and say, "You got significance." Yes, you do. Some people are all wrapped up in their anxieties and fear and their turmoil. And they can't get through it sometimes because they do not realize how significant they are in the body of Christ. Understanding our identity is absolutely imperative to success in living a victorious Christian life. I have said the last number of weeks that the devil's been lying to you. Perhaps telling you that you are not as significant as you think, but you are a saint. Maybe he comes to you and he says that your identity comes from what you have done, but your identity comes from what God has done. Maybe the enemy's come and he says your identity comes from what people say about you. You need to break that thing off you. What people say about you is not the truth. You are a child of God. And that means you can praise the Lord as a child of God. You can give Him glory as a child of God. Don't be looking around to see if somebody's looking at you when it comes time to worship time. Don't you be looking around. You tune in with God. You turn your eyes on Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim. That's what the song says. In the light of His glory and grace. You can look at the scripture, and there's times when you are feeling down and feeling depressed and you don't feel like you have a whole lot of significance. Lift up your eyes from whence cometh your help. And allow the Holy Spirit to help you. And allow the Holy Spirit to pour His gifts and abilities and His fruit in you. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Wow. Maybe the devil's lied to you and says your behavior tells you what you to believe about yourself, but God says your belief about yourself does not determine your behavior. We have shown you that it is. We make choices. There is a war. There is a war. There's choice wars. But I'm here to tell you that you have significance in Jesus Christ. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 13, Jesus said, you are the salt. You are, doesn't say you might be. You are the salt of the earth. Matthew 5, 13. You are the salt of the earth. But what good is the salt if it has lost its flavor? Can you make it salty again? It'll be thrown out and trampled underfoot as worthless. He says, you are the light of the world, like a city on a hill. Do you know those are powerful statements? Jesus says you are, doesn't say you might be. Says you are the salt. How in the world? Does that mean we can do this thing on our own? I don't think so. You see, we're a part of a root system. We've been rooted in God. Jesus says, I am the vine, you are the branches. Why don't you turn to your neighbor and say, okay, branch, you look good. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. But you know what? The branch can't bear fruit on its own. Branch has to remain plugged in. Jesus says, you remain in me and I in you, you'll bear forth a whole lot of fruit. But when Jesus says, you are salt, how does that happen? Well, he's made us salt. Praise God. And you are light. Now, I got to say that I've discovered that light shines best in darkness. Isn't that a novel idea? I get out my flashlight when the power goes out, and I get my flashlight and I can see around and I can walk and do some things in the dark that wouldn't be possible unless I had the light. Well, people, they're not going to be able to find their way if they're living in darkness. But when light comes in, it changes things a little bit, because that light dispels darkness. How significant is that? How important is that? How important is to let your light shine before men that they will see your good works so they can glorify God, or they can get to know God? Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Well, I've already talked about the vine when Jesus said, I am, you are a branch of the true vine. I am the true grapevine, and my Father is the gardener. John 15, verse 1. In verse 5, he says, yes, I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who remain in me and I in them will produce, doesn't say some fruit, it says much fruit. You say, Pastor Ron, I don't know that I have a desire to bear forth a whole lot of fruit. You realize what the fruit is? Love, joy, peace, and patience is a big one. I know my mom, she asked the Lord for patience and she got me. You know, the Bible says a tribulation worketh patience. Well, I was a bit of a tribulation, I guess. Praise God. But the fruit of the Spirit. See, the fruit of the Spirit was given so that we would be like Jesus, and the gifts of the Spirit were given so we would do what Jesus did. That's why you need to come out Wednesday nights and find out how to do what Jesus did through the gifts of the Spirit. Praise God. You say, well, Pastor Ron, that's all and good. But, you know, how do I know that I am really significant? Well, the fact is, you didn't choose to get into this thing. In John chapter 15, verse 16, you didn't choose me. I chose you, and I appointed you. Now, do you know something? If the Prime Minister of Canada chose a certain individual to run, say, the finance department, that makes that man pretty significant in this country, don't you think? Well, what do you suppose that Almighty God has chosen you? Maybe you've not thought about yourself as being chosen by God. He says, you didn't choose me, I chose you. And not only that, is I appointed you to do the job. Appointed you. He anointed us and appointed us, praise God. He appointed you to go and produce, here it says, lasting fruit, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask for using my name. See, you're not required to do this thing alone. Because you've accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, you are not your own master. You are serving the Lord. You're doing what pleases Him. You come into Christ Jesus, He has made you significant. You are not a nobody. You are a somebody. Praise God. As somebody that has gifts and abilities and things and He invested. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. You're not required to do this thing alone. In fact, in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, it says, but you will receive power from the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. I have a question for you. When was the last time you allowed the Holy Spirit to come on you? He's the one that made you significant in Him. He's the one that increases and gives you the ability to perform unusual things and to act in a way that is contrary to this world. In fact, much of this world is living by the spirit of the Antichrist. When you come to Christ, you're not serving a false power. You are serving Almighty God, one that is living and active. He hears you. He sees you. He encompasses you. He protects you. He guides you. In fact, the Word says He'll guide you into paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Don't you think that's pretty significant? Don't you think that He has done this for nothing? Somebody says, I'm just nothing. Well, God didn't die for nothing. You know, He died for people that will call out on Him. So, you'll receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And then it says, you will be my witnesses, telling about me everywhere in Jerusalem, through Judea, in Samaria, and the ends of the earth. How can we do this? Well, we also have to realize that we are the temple of God. That's where His Holy Spirit, He lives in us, according to 1 Corinthians 3:16. And I'll tell you what else makes us significant is the ministry that we all have. Do you realize that the Lord has given you the ministry of reconciliation? You say, well, what's that? Well, reconciling something that used to be to Christ. Okay, somebody without Christ, God intended them to be in Christ. They're not in Christ, but you have the ministry of reconciliation, bringing people to Jesus. In some cases, you're also have a ministry, and it's for us all. It's not just for the preacher. That you have a ministry of reconciling people back to their faith that they had. It's not just the lost, but those who have lost their way. They need to be shown a way back. And you don't necessarily have to preach. Like the one fellow says, he said, I'm forgetting how that goes. You only use words when you have to. I think it's so cool, the ministry that God has given us all. You can pray for people, and you can see them changed by the power of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 says this means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone and a new life has begun. And all of this is a gift from God who brought us back to himself through Christ. And God has given us this task of reconciling people to him. For God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, no longer counting people's sins against him. And he gave us this wonderful message of reconciliation. So we are Christ ambassadors. Praise God. He has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. We are his ambassadors. That gives us significance. We are moving in the power of the Holy Spirit for him. And his work in us gives us significance. And as we work for him, and we're challenged to work for him, we begin to realize that he works in us and through us and for us. Thank you, Jesus. God is making his appeal through us. We speak for Christ when we plead, come back to God. For God made Christ, who never sinned, to be an offering for sin so that we could be made right with God. Verse 19 says, for God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, no longer counting people's sins against him, and he gave us this wonderful message of reconciliation. Praise God. That means you're a co-worker with God. We sang the very first song, I am a friend of God. You know what a lot of people stumble over the fact when you talk about or sing about I am a friend of God, they have a difficulty singing that because to them it just seems too big for Almighty God to be a friend to us. And that we're his friend. But when you consider the big thing that Jesus died on the cross for, we remember his death and his resurrection. But it's such a big thing because that is the way we have to God through Jesus Christ. Our significance does not come through a man-made effort. It comes through Christ. Praise the Lord. And he is the one that gives us that purpose, that significance. In fact, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6, for he raised us from the dead along with Christ, and listen to this, and seated us with him in the heavenly realms because we are united with Christ. He actually seated us with Christ. Wow. So, you say, I don't feel significant. Not about feeling significant. It's about knowing that you're significant in Christ Jesus. We're seated with him. If I'm seated beside someone who's sitting on the throne, let me tell you, that's very significant. That gives you not only standing, but it gives you priority. Thank you, Jesus. I think that's good. I can see you're all excited about it. I just can't imagine. This thing is so exciting. The Word of God is. But the fact is, we're seated with Christ. Ephesians 2, verse 10 says, for we are God's masterpiece. He created us anew in Christ Jesus, so we can do the things that he planned for us long ago. I have to tell you, in him we've been made significant to the place that he loves us so much and has such purposes for us. He's made us. He doesn't just have us by a number. He doesn't know us. We're not just a number to him. He knows our name. He knows how many heads or how many hairs that are on our head and how many we've lost. And I'll tell you, funny rabbit trail. My dad says, the guy whose hairline is receding is a thinker. The guy who's balding at the back is a lover. And the guy that's got both, he just thinks he's a lover. I got that from my father. Praise the name of the Lord. We're God's workmanship, created anew in Christ, so that we can do the things that He planned long ago. He gave us not just significance. He drew us to Himself by the blood of Jesus, by the work of Jesus. Okay? But He had plans for us made a long time ago. I know we've got this country seems like it's going to hell in a handbasket, so to speak. But I got to tell you, we have a mighty God. He sets up and He takes out. And I'll tell you something about our God. He is a just God. He knows all the ins. Don't get in a panic and a worry. God is not in a panic and He's not in a worry. God knows all things. He knows all things. He knows. He knows. He knows. There is not an emergency with Him. There is not an anxious or any kind of anxiety. In fact, God doesn't go around giving people anxious thoughts. You take them on yourself from what the devil, you know, blabs. He does not give us a spirit of fear or of timidity. God wants you to stand in His significance that He has provided for you. He wants you to stand up in faith. And there are times that you'll need to stand up in your war room, and you'll just need to declare the counsel of God to our country. Canada has a destiny, and Canada will fulfill its destiny. That's a good place to say yes or amen. Glory to Jesus. I kid you not, this is something that of the people of God need to approach God with freedom and confidence. He's made you significant. We have it in Christ. I already said He's given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. But listen to this. Ephesians chapter 3:12 says, because of Christ and our faith in Him, we can come boldly and confidently into His presence. I never thought of it saying it this way before, but we should be dripping with confidence, with the security in Christ Jesus, that we come boldly. Whew, that's so big. Come boldly. Thank you, Jesus. No wonder when Jesus had such a connection with His Heavenly Father, He wasn't saying to the guy that needed, his eyesight, well, you know, go your way, it'll be okay. Why? He spoke. He demanded. He called out that thing. He came boldly into the throne of grace. He already had that connection. He already knew. He was just speaking this thing into existence. We think, well, it's a positive confession. Oh, come on. Not about positive confession. It's about standing in your relationship with God. Jesus had authority over all the works of the devil. And sometimes we walk in this life like that doesn't exist. When we're praying for Israel tonight, you come with authority and the faith of God in you. Glory to Jesus. And you declare along with us, this is what the Lord says. This is what the Lord will do. Glory to Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Paul the Apostle says, I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength. We've been telling you for the last number of weeks, the devil's defeated. But the one of the hardest things about this whole thing is in keeping and placing our identities has a lot to do with a spiritual disease that we call spiritual amnesia. We forget so easy. Stuff hits the fan. The next thing, you know, we're backing down. But the side effects of this disease cause us to be chronically forget who we are. We chronically forget our place of security and our identity. We forget that we have significance, that we've been accepted. Praise God. Over and over again, God tells us who we are. And then somehow we just forget it when stuff happens. And James describes this perfectly well. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks into a mirror. And after looking at it, at himself, they go away and immediately forget what they look like. Look into the mirror, the word of God. See yourself standing, who is able to do exceedingly above and beyond the things that we can imagine. Praise God. We say, you know, we're getting ready for heaven, and I get that. But we can't really. It's hard for us to imagine heaven. But heaven and earth will pass away before His word will. He guards over His word to perform it. And God's ready to perform His word in you and through you and for you. Will you stand up in Him? Will you receive what He has provided for you? Glory to Jesus. And so it is. We need to come in, well, we call it the quadruple R's. Remember, remind, repent, repeat. You'll need to remember. You'll need to go to those places of victory where God has ministered to you. You almost have to come back to that place of departure where you remember where the Lord said, and the Lord did, and the Lord helped, and the Lord strengthened. And then you'll need to not just remember it, but you'll need to remind yourself, actually speak it out. This is, Lord, I remember it, Lord. I thank You for what You've done. I thank You for that place of significance that You have afforded me to be in. And Lord, I repent before You, because I have lived in my own strength. I've been living by my own thoughts. And the only way we can change our thoughts and deal with the battle, therefore I beseech You by the mercies of God that You present Your body a living and holy sacrifice. We come to that place of repentance. And then we have to repeat it over again, over again. Lord, thank You. This is a new day. Thank You. Brand new day. I thank You for this day. And Lord, I remind myself of what You've done for me. And I settle in that. I settle myself in that. Praise God. Thank You, Lord. So when stuff hits the fan, you're not rattled or become anxious or fearful. But you're standing in the power and the wisdom and the anointing of God. How can I say this any clearer? This is not a place just for preachers or the pastor's wife. This is a place of ministry and service, a place of peace. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High God. Oh, yes, I know that this coronavirus is getting people all panicked and fear. I get that. But I'll tell you that God's not given you a spirit of the coronavirus. But He's given to you power. And He's given to you love. And He's given to you a sound mind. And don't you let anybody rock you out of that soundness of mind. Because that soundness of mind will bring you into peace that passes your understanding and probably surpasses the understanding of those around you. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Father, I thank You. You have made us significant. In fact, Lord, you've made us significant in all three realms. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, that the devils, yeah, they believe. But the devils also know who belongs to you, who are your children. The devil comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But you come, oh God, to bring life. And I ask, oh God, that you will bring us into that life of significance and safety in you. That, oh, even if the arrows fly by day, that we're dwelling in your safety place, in your haven. Glory to Jesus. Thank you, Lord.